Hello, I am Melanie, aka One Foot Loose. Welcome to today's episode. Hello, my name is Melanie and I am an amputee, massage therapist and working on getting back to multisport. And I am just rediscovering this podcast after having a couple of years off it. But today seemed like a good day to start because today is exactly 3 years since I became an amputee. And here are some reflections. I elected to have my left leg amputated below the knee on the 8th of October 2020. I can remember that moment being wheeled into surgery. I can remember it very clearly. I was looking down at both feet, knowing that one would be gone by the time I came back. I felt massive grief on that day, right there in that moment in pre-op. It is indescribable, to be honest. If you were to ask me to sum up those 3 years in three sentences, it would go something like this. Number one, I roared into the first year, boxing on to prove everything could still be done, the same as it was before. Year two, I came crashing down, realizing that last year's perception was ridiculous. Things were not as they were before. Of course, everything was different. I had to begin figuring out what my new normal actually looked like. And in the third year, initially, I felt like I had got nowhere at all. Reality is, after some close self-analysation, that I've actually begun to find a regular, achievable pattern for exercise and work. And they look very different to how they used to. I am better at controlling boom and bust, and I've made a little bit of progress with the mental health. The fact is, the world does not make everything fair and equitable for people who are disabled. We are marginalised and discriminated against very, very frequently, and it flies under the radar more than it should. My battles just exist in the world like every other able-bodied person continue. My limitations are still there, as is the PTSD. So let's look at the first one, physical progress. I follow a fair few people on social media who have a range of disabilities. One person who inspires me to carry on fighting the good fight is someone on Instagram, and her handle is LEAUSOGEANTE. I'll put that in the show notes. She has had a spinal cord injury, and after 5 years of being a full-time wheelchair user, she finally cracked the ability to stand upright and walk again. 5 years. Well, hell, perhaps I'm expecting just a bit too much too soon, maybe. What progress have I made? Well, I don't rely on the wheelchair quite as regularly as I did 12 months ago, but it clearly does have a place and always will. I am still persistently working hard and walking. I'm able to walk 2,000 metres on a treadmill now. I haven't yet tried that outside. I think I'm finally coming out the other side of what's been a tough time with an ankle injury. This has been as a result of the extra load it takes on behalf of the missing left foot. From what I read, this is a very common problem. It means having a whole new orthotic made and another long fight with ACC over paying for it and recognizing it as it is related to having the amputation. It does make my life hard though, when your only foot is actually causing you pain. I have now got an Amfin, which I'm using when I swim. The aim of this is to strengthen my left quad to help support the walking and maybe one day running. This seems to be working well because I can now feel my left quad working hard when I walk on the treadmill, which has never been the case before. Cycling is keeping on. I still have no idea why sometimes I get claudication pain and other times I don't. Well, it's actually quite the same with walking, but I'm still chipping away at this. Moving forwards, I hope to keep making gains with this left quad through swimming and with the fin and kick drills. I'm also collecting a new foot next week with a carbon fibre ankle. I have really struggled with running, and I'm wondering if it's just the fact that the gap between simply trying to walk and running on a running blade is just too big. The plan, therefore, is to use this new ankle as a transitional tool. It allows me to walk as normal, but The spring in the ankle will also allow a bit more cushioning for jumping and jogging, which I just can't do with a hydraulic ankle. So watch this space. Dealing with PTSD and dysthymia continues to be incredibly hard. I do talk about it to keep awareness out there, but there's no real way of getting across how very challenging this aspect of my rehab has been and continues to be. I'm able to a degree to close down some negativity that comes in and file it to deal with at a time I feel is appropriate. I am able to at times deal with challenging circumstances regards my disability without completely losing it like I might have done a year or two ago, but the fact is it's hard. Very, very hard. It takes a lot of my energy just to deal with that and keep it on a level. I manage this more of the time than I did, but it's still in no way perfect. I've still got a long way to go. Moving forward, I still see a psychologist regularly and I can't see this changing anytime soon. I'm also now with an incredibly loving and supportive partner who supports me 110% unconditionally. He's making a huge effort to understand the psychological damage I have and all this has caused me, as well as understanding the complex physical limitations I have. He is now a very, very important part of every aspect of my life and we talk about anything and everything. I don't feel judged or inferior or broken or inadequate. I feel loved. Disability discrimination. Well, it's sad how much discrimination is still in the world. Discrimination that most people don't even notice. I posted recently about my 55% disability and how despite this assessment, I've been categorized as 4 in Parasport, 5 being the top category out of 5. Those that are least disabled are a 5. I found it really interesting that a reader contacted me who is an above-the-knee amputee, and I know they are from a place in the world that uses the same percentage disability calculator. They have been assessed as 32% disabled and also have categorized as 4 in Parasport. It makes absolutely no sense to me at all. None of it does. For that reason, I have decided to disengage from Parasport. I don't need that type of additional discrimination and negativity in my life. Life is already hard enough as it is. But I am still at the mercy of society's warped and narrow-minded vision of disability. I am not free to book any hotel I like online and be assured I'll get what I need, because more often than not, I won't. I'm not free to enter races I want to do and be assured I will have a fair chance at competing, because 99% of the time, I won't. Any type of travel, train or plane or anything, is challenging. And even 3 years after my amputation, I am still waiting for ACC to modify my house to make it wheelchair accessible. If you're not aware, ACC is the government organisation that I am now forced to deal with as a result of the fact that it's a medical misadventure and New Zealand law prevents me from filing a lawsuit. So, while I can continue to work on a physical and mental progress, the fact remains that until the world gets rid of their discriminatory approach to disability inclusion, there are a number of fights I will continue to fight for many years to come yet. This makes me feel very sad. I did not expect this part of my battle at all. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.